Time now for Sarah's Backstage Pass.
Hi, Carl, and hello to all our listeners out there. Tonight, I'm going to talk about the latest James Bond movie, No Time to Die, and two film festivals that are opening this month. Daniel Craig stars as Bond and has made it clear to all that this is his last film. The director is Kerry Joji Fukunaga, whom I met and interviewed in 2001 for his film Jane Eyre.
James, fate draws us back together. Now your enemy is my enemy.
His name is Seffin.
And what does he want?
Revenge.
Fans will enjoy seeing Bond's non-stop hand-to-hand combat and those iconic driving skills.
If we don't do this, there will be nothing left to save.
Daniel Craig's performance is incredible. Although I wasn't a fan of the script, the beginning scenes are the best and worth seeing on the big screen. However, the 2-hour, 45-minute runtime, ooh, that drags. A major disappointment is the narrative for Rami Malek. He's the villain, and oh gosh, his character is so blah and one-dimensional. I'd say 2.5 stars out of 4. The Chicago International Film Festival is on now and is showing major films such as Drive My Car, a Cannes winner, and a Toronto Film Festival winner, Belfast. Filmfest 919 starts October 18th in Chapel Hill, North Carolina, and is showing Spencer along with King Richard. I'll be attending for a week. Tickets are on sale now. Thanks so much for listening in tonight. This is Sarah Knight Adamson, your national film and TV critic for Sarah's Backstage Pass.com.